Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about Coinbase Custody launching and we'll talk about BTCC relaunching, a new old Chinese exchange is relaunching. But first, let's jump into this first news story about Coinbase Custody. Now, Coinbase Custody has been in the works since I think 1 or 2 weeks. At least they have tried trial deposits. And last week they have had their first actual deposit, and today they're announcing that they're officially open for business. It says here, over the coming weeks, we'll continue onboarding a set of world-class clients that includes leading crypto hedge funds, exchanges, and ICO teams. As you know, Coinbase Custody, their goal is to kind of cater to the institutional investors versus Coinbase going to the retail investors. Coinbase Custody says here, mission is to make digital currency investment accessible to every eligible financial institution and hedge fund in the world. We'll achieve this by striving to become the most trusted and easiest to use crypto custody service available. Now, when it comes to easy to use, absolutely, Coinbase is the best one out there. When it comes to most trusted, as far as I know, Coinbase also hasn't been properly hacked yet. So they are definitely, and they will have to, because if they want to get institutional investors, they have to invest a lot into security. And they actually mention here what exactly they are doing. So for security, they will do on-chain segregation of crypto assets, split offline private keys that require a quorum of geographically distributed agents to use cryptographic hardware to sign transactions, multiple layers of security, robust cold storage, auditing and reporting. So I believe they will also work with third parties to actually help them with this, because this is no easy feat. If you have let's say millions or even billions under your platform's management, you kind of have to take care of all of these things and make sure that they are also being audited by third parties and not just by yourself, because it could very well be that you're not seeing certain weaknesses and mistakes. Now, what's coming next since Coinbase Custody has launched? Obviously, everyone is waiting for more support for more crypto assets. Still, the discussion goes on that more ERC20 tokens will be added. We do have the information that Ethereum Classic will be added soon. So this is probably also getting added to Coinbase Custody. What comes after that? Nobody really knows, but I believe it will be a focus on ERC20 tokens first. So this is, I think, one of the first few and at least big steps into getting institutional investors to get into crypto. So this will benefit the ecosystem as a whole, and in my opinion, quite an interesting move from Coinbase. Then next up, we will stay with exchanges. We're talking about BTCC relaunches crypto exchange with plan for own token. Now, BTCC was one of the, I think, longest running and top three cryptocurrency exchanges coming out of China. They had to shut down last year in September 2017, I think, after the crackdown from Chinese government on ICOs and exchanges, because currently in China, exchanges and ICOs, as well as mining, although this is a gray zone, is still not allowed. Now, BTCC since then has been moved to Hong Kong, and then from Hong Kong has actually been sold to, I think, an investment company. Nobody really knows who the investment company is, or at least it's not really mentioned, but it is a big company that has bought the exchange. Now, what is new, or what they actually want to do right now, is to revive its business by creating their own token. So they will create a BTCC token, and they will currently, or with the new launch, they will accept people. And for every step that you're doing, let's say verifying your ID or trading or signing up, all of these steps will get you points, which you then in return can change for BTCC coins. The token itself has not been launched yet. No details are public at this point, but it is quite an interesting move, because it is another exchange that is looking into getting into the own own token business, and this is called actually trans fee mining. So it says here, BTC's new way of rewarding traders also comes at a time when new revenue model called trans fee mining has emerged among Chinese crypto exchanges. The system reimburses users transaction fees with a platform's own tokens, a model that appears to be somewhat similar to what BTCC is planning, except that its tokens can only be redeemed at a later stage. What is quite interesting is BTCC is not just an exchange business. So they have exchange, they have a mining pool, and they also have a wallet. So since then, it kind of wants to get back into the exchange business, and how this will work, we will see in the next couple of months. In my opinion, generally more competition on the exchanges leads to more innovation, which in return helps us as users. So in my opinion, this is a very good sign. Whether they will cater just for the Asian or specifically the Chinese market is also not clear. So we will see. They currently, I think, have, they are planning, says here, they wanted to do like, I think the typical cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, Ethereum, I think, and then later on we'll add crypto to crypto trading with different ERC20 tokens as well. So there is definitely the goal to list more coins and tokens, but what is really interesting in my opinion is to see how this BTCC token is performing and whether we can draw some parallels to BNB. With that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.